And he's telling to the believers what to do in this age of tyranny, not to fight them. Pull yourself back. The fight is going to come with Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Not to fight them, but you must speak up where it is for you. You must know what is right and wrong, what is haq and batil. And you must pull yourself back and live your life simple and protect yourself from this confusion. And that, those resources, there's no blessing in them. Those resources, it's not coming from paradise. They're turning it to become something that is coming from Jahannam. Raising generations of people thinking they are so religious and so good, but let's say they found oil when? 1950s? Let's say 1950, 50, 70 years, yeah? 20s, 30s, but when oil production actually started coming out. Huh? They knew there was oil, yes, and so did the Ottomans. Okay? And that's why they were also scrambling to dismantle the Ottoman Empire in order to get these resources. I mean, these are world governments. They're not like us. We're only thinking of tomorrow's breakfast. They already know what's going to happen, aiming for 100 years ahead, 200 years ahead. They already know what is there. So, the production and the how reliable, I mean not really, how we are relying on the oil, it is something pretty recent also. Because before that, the world was not relying on oil so much. They have to make this new kind of system and industry and everything that relies on oil. They even changed time in order to make people to use more gas. Daylight savings time, that is one of the reasons why. And there's no barakat in that. Number one, because that oil is supposed to be shared by everyone. The revenue from the oil, Allah is saying, you cannot buy and sell water and fire. It doesn't belong to anyone, it belongs to everyone. And if there is something there that you are going to engage in business with it, it has to be shared by everyone. Every one of us, we have to have a stake in that, and it's the right of the ummah, and they are swallowing it. What are they using with that? To build gold toilets, to build golden escalators that don't work. Right? Like the Turks, they're saying, the Arabs, they found oil, they don't know where to put it, they put it under their chin. But let's say 70 years after that, is it making anything better? It's making everything worse. That they're thinking, this is the rahmat. Because we go back to real Islam, Allah give us this. Yeah, what real Islam you have? Look at your generation. They just had a concert with Mariah Carey recently. They had Beyonce, Bonbonse, Giginse, everything was there, and people were dancing. Who are they? Your grandchildren. That so many, they don't believe. They don't believe in Islam. They're saying now, even that oil is not going to last. It doesn't last. They know it also. So what do we have to do? We have to do what all the other kafir countries, they're doing. Diversify. What are you going to do? Turn all these deserts into centers of business, entertainment. Make, you know, we have Manhattan, make it 10 times bigger. Because Muslims have more money, everybody wants to go to Umrah every time they feel something, they run to Umrah. Umrah become like a vacation. It's not real pilgrimage. So they say, instead of just that, they can stay here and have halal vacation. Why they have to? Because they can stay. We can provide everything for them. So, Allah, you're saying power is given to the tyrants in the Ahir Zaman. This is where we are right now. Well, are we running for that? No. If anything, we say, move away. Because it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous in these days to move up. You will lose your faith. They just voted in the state, New York, to legalize abortion at any term. Are we understanding how the throne of Allah is going to shake with that anger? That there's going to be more killing. Killing of what? The most innocent of the innocent are being killed. The most innocent. You cannot find something more innocent than that. And Muslims who are running forward, who are involved in so many things to make the Muslim lives better, they have to support it. And so many Muslims are supporting it. They're going on Facebook, supporting that and being happy about that. So now, if you support the tyrants, you are a tyrant. This is their time. We're pulling ourselves back, understanding what is happening so that we're not going to have any weakness for the things that Allah does not like. As much as we can. May Allah not test us. But as much as we can, what we can, we must be busy with that. Inshallah. How many scholars are going to say what? How many imams and sheikhs are going to say anything about this? I wonder. وَمِنَ اللَّهُ تَوْفِيقُ الْفَاتِحَةِ